high short kick that is going to come up and bounce at the 20. Rutgers has a chance to recover it, and they do! What a play by the Scarlet Knights!
Get it to Harper with three, with two, with one. Harper for the win! Got it!
10 and 10 at the 21. Wimsett hands it off. It's Manunga getting to the corner left. 20, 15, catching to 10. Manunga down near the goal line. He is in! Touchdown, Rutgers!
Now with six. Baker making his move with five. Step back three for the lead. Oh. Yeah! With 1.1 to go.
You hear that? The official hype train of Rutgers men's basketball for the 24-25 season has left the station. My son made this at school today, but I thought it was appropriate. The last day since the college basketball season has ended on Monday night with UConn as repeating national champions, all of the way too early preseason rankings are out, and Rutgers is officially getting national buzz for the 24-25 season with the impending arrivals of Dylan Harper and Ace Bailey, the top two of three players recruits in the 24 recruiting class. And the buzz is only going to get buzzier as we go on here. But this really marks the beginning of what's going to be an absolutely wild year. Hopefully a hugely successful one. Wanted to first touch on a bunch of things, but let's touch on where they are right now. Again, let's just enjoy this, okay? It doesn't mean anything. That is true. But let's just soak it in for a minute, the fact that Rutgers is in every national preseason ranking that I've seen at least, and or at least mentioned, and they're even included in championship odds to win the entire title. Now, it's very funny. I always laugh because people on social media, some of them get angry. And people laugh when I make comments on Twitter and stuff. Who would possibly get angry? People get angry. Believe me, they get angry. And I hear from them. So this is going to be part of the deal with the national media, right? If they include Antoine Wolfolk on the roster in the starting lineup, listen, a lot of these guys, and I'm not trying to degrade or talk down on the national media. There are so many good media members that cover college basketball from a national perspective. And I'm excited for Rutgers fans to get to know a lot of them now moving forward. But, you know, a lot of them haven't even looked at a Rutgers roster since probably Gio and Ron were on the team. So, yes, there was one that included Antoine Wolfolk. There was another one that included – there were several that included Oscar, which honestly, they probably had it already set and ready for publish. And then he had just announced on Monday he was leaving. So there's that. There was something else that was incorrect. I can't remember what it was. But, yeah, they're going to make mistakes. It doesn't mean – like someone said, oh, it didn't mention Lathan Somerville. It was like, what happened? Nothing happened. The national media plopped in, and they're not always going to be right. And that doesn't mean that they don't have good takes – or they're not knowledgeable about the game. But they're all going to be learning about Rutgers, you know, kind of maybe not for the first time, but there's going to be interest at Rutgers. There's going to be coverage of Rutgers that we've never seen in the modern day. So in terms of preseason rankings, let's look at it here. Rutgers is everywhere. Mike DeCourcy was the first one I saw coming out. He works for the Big Ten Network. He also is a longtime scribe for the Sporting News. He has Rutgers at number 24. John Fanta, friend of the Scarlet Faithful podcast, has been a guest a couple times, has Rutgers for his Fox preseason rankings at number 24. You have Jeff Borzello of ESPN having Rutgers at number 21. You have the Field of 68, which is a great, outlet. They have Rutgers number 18. And then The Athletic with Sam Vicente at number 16. So nothing like ridiculous, right? No top 10. There's no Final Four expectations, anything like that. But instant credibility with Dylan Harper and Ace Bailey coming in. Now, I know what some people are going to say. Well, they're only freshmen, and we saw Kentucky crash them. Yeah, that's true. But I've talked about it in some recent podcasts, right? But Dylan Harper's not your normal freshman. Ace Bailey's not your normal freshman. They're both projected to be top five NBA picks. Doesn't mean anything in terms of a guarantee, right? Aaron Bradshaw in the portal. Freshman out of Camden, Kentucky, was hurt part of the year. A lot of people are clamoring for him to come to Rutgers now. He was projected a top pick, top five pick before the season. Now he's projected late first round, mid second round. But I've talked about Dylan Harper's pedigree and just what makes him different as a floor general and why I think, you know, he's as experienced as he could possibly be at this stage in his career. Obviously, next year is a COVID year. In addition to those polls, it's kind of funny because the two biggest cheerleaders of Rutgers basketball in the national media in recent years has been John Rothstein and Andy Katz. John Rothstein has them at number 30. I think he does a top, does he do a top 45, I think? And then Andy Katz, he does a big one too. He has them at 36. 24/7 Sports has Rutgers in the next 10 after the top 25. In terms of championship odds, the one I quoted the other day or I tweeted about, Bet Online has Rutgers listed 33-1 odds to win the national title. I'm just making sure here. 33-1 odds, yes, to win the 2025 national championship, 15th best odds in the country. Bet Online. Only Big Ten team with a better odds is Purdue, 14th best, 28-1. Teams directly below Rutgers with worse odds includes Illinois, Michigan State, Texas, Miami, Creighton, Florida, and Marquette. So the hype train is real. The hype train has left the station. And it's time to get used to the fact that Rutgers is going to be all over the place in terms of the national landscape for college basketball. And that is an absolute, without a doubt, extremely positive thing and something that all fans should be excited about. Now, there's an adjustment period for the fan base, for the program. It's going to be vital for Steve Peichel to manage this hype train. Not even expectations, just the hype that's going to be leading up to. Obviously, expectations are going to be part of that. But for a program, for a coach that has for kind of been the bread and butter, right? Backs against the wall, us against the world. No one believes in us. You know, Rutgers has never done it before. Now you have a lot of hype and preseason rankings. Now, I will say I'm a big proponent. I've said this many times. I've written about it. I hate the polls. I don't really take much weight, put much stock in them at all. You know, when Rutgers has been ranked in the AP poll in recent years, I didn't particularly like it. Not that it's, I don't mean to say that like I didn't like it, like a negative, but it's just, it doesn't mean anything, right? And Rutgers always, for whatever reason, seemed to lose once they got in. But it's all subjective, right? It doesn't mean anything. In this day and age, with the NCAA tournament, the selection committee, and it's analytics and metrics. That's why, you know, people like to dog KenPom sometimes. That's why I love KenPom, because it's actually rooted in analytics and statistics that give you, it's not a perfect system, right? But it gives you a quantitative way to measure whether teams are good or not and how they compare to other teams. So, you know, when Rutgers finished in the top 40 in KenPom 2 years in a row in 20 and 21, I was super psyched because that just showed what good teams they really were. They haven't gone back to that point, but it's going to be fascinating too. And I'm going to have my friend Fred Gadios on at some point before the season. He's kind of my analytics guy and talk about KenPom. It's going to be fascinating to see where Rutgers will start the season. You know, a lot of it is weighted on post-production from the returning production on the team. How they're going to quantify Dylan Harper and Ace Bailey is going to be really interesting to see where Rutgers, opens the season. I would have to imagine top 50 at worst. Now, let's take it back a notch because I'm sure some people are listening and saying, but the roster's not even full. Totally true. Totally true. Rutgers still building the roster. As we know, Tyson Acuff, Zach Martini, transfer portal additions. Rutgers has announced Martini officially. Acuff should be announced soon. And you have three open scholarships still to go. You have Jeremiah Williams back. I think that, you know, we know the needs, right? They need a 3-and-D player. They need a 3-and-D wing or guard. They need a big man. And it's going to be interesting to see what they do with the third spot. I think it's best man available. I personally think they will fill all three spots. Obviously, NIL is part of that in terms of whatever their budget may be. But, you know, there's a lot of the big man market is developing slowly because the value for big men right now is through the roof. So it's really going to be, I think, a wait and see. But I think they're pursuing a lot of different players. I'm just looking something up here real quick. But in terms of this team, yeah, you know, their roster's not even complete. So The Athletic did cite the additions of Acuff and Martini as really positive. Again, you have Williams back. You know, Somerville, I think, is going to be in the mix. I think that that's probably six guys right there that will be in your rotation. I don't, you know, Jermichael Davis, I think, will certainly have a role. That's seven. But you have three more spots. So, you know, listen, good teams don't play 10 players the whole season in terms of a regular rotation. So the competitiveness on this team is going to be through the roof, bringing in experienced players, mixing them with heralded freshmen. It's going to be fascinating to watch. It's going to be a big test for Steve Peichel as a coach. But just going back to that mentality piece, you know, listen, you have Dylan Harper already say, like, no one's going to want to play us. He said that after the McDonald's All-American game. People aren't going to want to see us. So you're going to have swagger on this team that Rutgers has not had. Yes, Gio and Ron had some swagger, Caleb, Paul, those guys, but it's different. You know, these guys are just at a different level. They are nationally known. They are heroes to some younger players, and they are larger than life. You don't choose Rutgers when you could essentially go anywhere and you can make more NIL elsewhere if you don't truly believe in yourself. Obviously, they believe in the coaching staff. They believe in Steve Peichel, and that's a tremendous endorsement. But these guys believe in themselves and that they're going to come to Rutgers and that they're going to take this thing to the next level and that no one's going to deny them. And that is something that I think Steve Peichel has embraced, you know, behind closed doors as a team. And they kind of spin that as, you know, us against the world and we're out to prove everybody wrong. I don't know if you can really say that, you know, with this team in terms of proving people wrong, because you're going to be in the top 25 everywhere. Every national media outlet's going to have you in the preseason top 25, most likely. So it's going to be fascinating to see how he handles that. And, you know, once these guys are in the program, I mean, you know, June is typically when the players arrive. Summer sessions start, I believe, and that's when, you know, workouts as a team can start to begin. So there's still some time there. But, and obviously, you know, who knows how long it's going to take to fill those three scholarship spots. But, you know, visitors will start coming soon now. The dead period is now over. Multiple reports. I saw Joe Tipton first. Jordan Durdick, the guard from Merrimack, Northeast Conference Player of the Year, Defensive Player of the Year. He's set to visit Rutgers at some point. He's got four visits scheduled. Penn State, Rutgers, USC with new head coach Eric Musselman, who got to SC, and then, of course, Seton Hall is on his list as well. But he's saying he's open. He's a sophomore. He has 17.6 rebounds, 4 assists, 2 steals. It doesn't sound like he's anywhere close to committing anywhere, and he's set to visit very soon. So, you know, it's going to be interesting to see how that goes, but I know there's some other targets out there. It's going to be interesting to see who they also get to visit. But there's still a lot of work to do in terms of building this roster. And I think, you know, there's lots of ways you could go. I mean, yeah, you want to get a rim defender, but could they get a, you know, big four and play some small ball at times too and play up? I think they're going to play up tempo. I think they're going to play up tempo on both ends of the floor. I do think, you know, early on too, I think he's going to play a big rotation, get guys minutes, and really try to just outrun teams and outwork them. And, you know, can Rutgers average 80 points a game? That's going to be key because all elite teams do. They're all right around that 80-point number. Offensive efficiency, obviously, you know, really high. But mentality, you know, the hype is real. And there's going to be a lot of pressure to prove it. And it's just exciting. And I hope people embrace it. You know, don't get pissed that, you know, the roster hasn't been set yet. How can you say, why are they doing way too early rankings? Because why not? It's college basketball. People that love college basketball, every sport you love now is year-round. So having way too early rankings, and you'll have way too early rankings, 2.0, 3.0, 4.0. Let's just enjoy the fact that Rutgers is in the national conversation and will be for an entire year. Now, obviously, if things don't go well, that's not good. And that will be part of the national conversation. But this is a true opportunity for Rutgers to enter a different stratosphere. I don't want to say permanently, but in the extended near and maybe intermediate future by what they can do this year. It can elevate recruiting on a long-term basis. It can elevate the perception of the program on a long-term basis. It can elevate this program at another tier that maybe they can sustain for a long period of time. That's what Steve Peichel experienced at UConn. That's what Jay Wright did at Villanova. Can Steve Peichel do it at Rutgers? That is very much a part of the narrative of this season. So I'm super excited. The hype train has officially left the station this week. Rutgers all over the national rankings. There's other championship odds for other books out there. I saw one. There's one 80 to 1. There's another one, I think, 40 to 1. And I saw a comment somewhere. It's like, they only have two transfers and a transfer from the MAC and two freshmen. How can they be, championship odds? Well, they do. And that's how it works. When you have two of the top three players in the country, again, this isn't just some Fab Five class from 30 years ago, which was an amazing class. And I think four were in the top 25. They're not that, right? And you can't do that anymore. But these are two of the best freshmen coming in, and it's up to Steve Peichel and the coaching staff to build a proper supporting cast around them. And I think with Acuff, that's the other thing with the mentality, right? In terms of embracing the right mentality, when you have an Acuff who was seventh in the country in scoring and he wants to come to Rutgers to win, when you have Zach Martini who's been to Sweet 16 and he wants to come to Rutgers to win, that's what you need when you pair them with elite talent that's young and inexperienced. So how they match that swagger with experience and mold it all together is obviously a huge piece of this puzzle. But the hype is real. Believe in it. Expectations should be high. Roster still in development. And that's super exciting because they could go a number of different directions here and how they build it. Combo guards, 3-and-D wings, big men, rim defender, offensive big man. Do you get two more shooters? The positionless, right, ability in the rotation that Steve Peichel could do in terms of size, getting guys only 6'4", bigger. I mean, this team could be athletic as we've never seen. So believe that all of it, this is a good thing. This is a good thing, right? Rutgers is relevant. And every recruit in the 25 and 26 class is going to be looking at Rutgers. So there's pressure, right? There's always pressure. That's a good thing. A lot better than indifference. Embrace it. Enjoy the hype train. It has left the station. And we're still months away. But in the next month, we'll have a very good idea of what the potential and what the roster is going to look like. And talk about style of play, expectations, all that. Thanks for listening to the Scarlet Faithful Podcast. Look at this shirt here. Great shirt from Night and Day Apparel. I know if you're listening to this, you can't see it, but go to Night and Day Apparel. They have great Rutgers merchandise. Enter Scarlet Faithful as a discount code to get 10% off. Check it out. Scarlet Faithful Podcast. Thank you for listening and watching once again.